It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Good callers, and I want to hold on. One wants to know, how do I find my purpose in life? That'd be a good one. And husband's suicidal, what to do? We're going to take care of those in just a few minutes. And those are next up. 866-8883, that's an 800 number, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters, and I have an unusual way of solving problems very quickly. Instead of spending years and lots of money, you get it for free. You go to FHU.com and download a CD called Be Still and Know, and it will learn to counter the stress, because stress, if you don't deal with it properly, will kill you. It will kill you quickly, or it'll kill you slowly. It will destroy your life. It'll destroy your mind. It'll destroy your heart. It will pervert every feeling that you have. It'll make you hate what is right and love what's wrong. Everything's bass-ackwards, pardon the expression. But the whole world is like that. If you get somebody you hate, that's why dictators can control millions of people. They can take that simmering anger and resentment and allow it to express itself towards the innocent. Who else? Because they're all cowards. People have got some anger inside them, boiling cauldrons of anger. All cowards, but so when society starts to become a boiling cauldron and laws suppress and punish, and you've got drugs and alcohol and all kinds of ways to make yourself feel better when you're getting worse. Sooner or later, you know, if everything's getting worse and there's always wrong solutions applied, somebody's going to come along and offer you utopia and speak in with a special kind of oratory that will put the blame somewhere else, see, and free you to vent. And that's how dictatorships begin. And it's just the anger that turns everything back to front. As I said, you begin to start to see innocence as guilt. Innocent people will feel guilty. That's why the whole world sees Israel. The whole world is wicked. Everyone who hates Israel as a nation, remember they suffered, the last century, 6 million deaths, murdered and tortured. And it wasn't even in the New York Times. It was hardly featured during that time, and it was owned by Jewish people. That even makes it worse. So, but somehow there's a sympathy for evil, a fear of speaking up. You want to appease it. You want to get along with it. You pretend it's going to hear. You pray. It doesn't. The beast doesn't go away. And so there's a tendency for us to give into that, and for the innocent to be targeted. Those who can't fight back. What a relief that is, to take the frustration out on people who won't fight back or can't fight back, who won't have peace with you, who don't understand your madness, and you don't even understand your own. And so those who hate Israel, you see, you know how wicked they are. The whole world's wicked. It's an anti-Semitic world. Why do they hate Israel? Because they're bright. Because they're intelligent. Because they got something that they don't have. Because they're angry and frustrated and resentful. You know, how can you say this? Dictatorship depends upon the illiteracy of the underclass, and to make sure that there is an underclass, to keep illiterate, to keep frustrated, so you can use those frustrations and those angers and hostility to turn it towards something that will empower you. See? And those are the hordes. Israel is a bright spot, you see, and that's why we're a bright spot here too, and that's why we're not liked too much sometimes. We'll be right back.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227. It's time for Advice Line.
The thing that I'm getting from you is not really about controlling anger and controlling resentment. It's about not having it part of your life.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I've been doing the meditation, and I hear you say on the meditation about puffing up, but I watch how I've handled my life going around just being annoyed and irritated, and I'm going to fix them attitude. I was very happy to see what puffing up means so I can watch it more.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the last caller on the program, and I'm assuming that you've been listening for at least 2 hours, the first hour, I hope so, but let me fill you in a little bit. She called about her daughter having problems and her eyesight, and they always ask what I can do, but I can't diagnose on the radio or for anything, and God forbid I do, because it'd be stupid. But I have to tell you this, you can diagnose your own self. Because it is well known. Every doctor knows it. And maybe the doctors that know it can't even govern their own lives. Because the doctor treated me, he died from cancer at 48. So obviously he didn't know how to deal with his own life. He seemed like a nice enough guy, but I can guarantee you, nice guys have boiled in cauldrons inside very often. People pleasers. And so on and so forth. I read him. But I wasn't in the office to diagnose him and help him, which I'm prone to do occasionally. But you can find out your own self, because if there wasn't a way that you could do this, that would be another thing. But I spent my whole life finding the way so that you can see for yourself whether your physical, mental condition, and even your marital state, your sexual dysfunctionality, if you like. It doesn't matter what it is. Your inability to function in business and work. The endless loop of thoughts, with your eyesight, with cancer, whatever it is. Diabetes. There are other causes, of course, additional causes. But right at the root of it is emotions, anger, resentments, little judgments that you make. And that has a deleterious effect upon you, psychologically, emotionally, physically, pathologically, neurologically. It has its effect, and pills and drugs to alleviate the symptoms of what is caused by stress, something that you can really do for yourself. You'll be able to deal with it, because if you sit down with that CD, and I'm going to stop blabbering now and get on with my calls, but go to FHU.com, download the CD, and if you want to call the office, 866 Radio Roy, and get the copy of the CD or cassette, whatever you want. If you don't have money, fine, just pay what you can. It's only $30, not a big deal, but that's the suggested. You don't have to pay if you can't afford anything. Fair enough. You give a widow's mite if you like. I don't care. My job is to help you and not to put anything in your way. I don't want to cheapen this, because it sometimes sounds like I am, because I'm giving it away. I'm going to give $20 gold pieces away on the street corner. You think something's fishy about that. Or I'm selling it to you for $20 gold piece for $5. You'd have be, even if it was real, you'd have suspicions about it. Listen, the reason why I can do this is because internet makes that possible. All over the world. Freedom. Freedom comes from when you deal with stress properly. The stressors can only have their way if you're stressed. And then come the army of psychologists and psychiatrists and analysts trying to figure out and give you a name of a disease and give you a pill, invent a pill for it. No, you go to fhu.com, fhu.com, and download the CD. Be Still and Know, right on the main page, not difficult. There is a donation thing on the side. Ignore it if you wish. Come back a week from now and put a donation in it if you want to, because it'll work. If it doesn't work, what have you lost? Nothing. All it's going to do is teach you to listen to it. There's no harm in it. Just teach you to be stand back from your thoughts so that you can have an influence over them just by watching. That's all. Now, so then you'll find that. Then you'll see your symptoms disappear. All of a sudden, you start to have hope. All of a sudden, you start to see clearer. And not only do you start getting better, you say, oh, I see the connection. Every time I get upset, I got this twitch. I got this headache, or whatever the symptom. The symptoms start to go away. And but not only that, you start to see clearer. And the clearer you see, the more you clear it away. And those layers are like that. But it's a journey of hope. It's a journey towards the light. But anger is a journey towards darkness and despair. And they'll keep you there. They'll help you to think it's a disease when it isn't. It's only a dis-ease of your spirit in your relationship with your Creator. Now, I'm done. Now we're going to... Annie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Roy.
Yeah, I hope you understood what I just said. If you could just be still long enough and with the desire to know what life is all about, that's all you really need. Just the longing, the wanting, the wishing, and don't be in a hurry for it.
Okay, don't be in a hurry because
don't ever be in a hurry for that.
Because after meditating.
Meditate not to be in a hurry for anything. Meditate just to be quiet and to listen to the slightest knowing about something that you had as a child and ignored.
See, pardon me?
If you get very quiet, if you want to find the meaning of life, you have to listen for it. You know those big radio telescopes that search the sky for alien life?
Yes.
Well, they're searching the sky. They're looking for the tiniest whisper, aren't they? Tiniest little blip. It sounds like intelligent life. Well, that is how you're going to find the secret of life, by wanting to and spending a little time in the evening, in the morning, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, sitting in your car with a traffic light, that'd be fine too, as long as you don't fall asleep. But finding a little time to step back from the busy little head, you know, all those feelings, so that you're two people, the observer and the observed, like you're in a movie, and you're watching the movie, and you get so enthralled with it, you forget to be in your seat. That's what the way it is inside your head. You're lost in thought all the time. So therefore, you're so distracted by all your worries and fears and anxieties and your business and your purpose and your frustrations of life that you can't hear that little whisper, that little knowing that says, turn right, help that lady. See? A little kindness here. Something a little thoughtful that doesn't seem much. Tiny, tiny, nothing. But life is made up of little tiny things that are intuitive. And you just know what to do in a way nobody else knows how to do it.
Well, I've got to tell you, I've been meditating for a few years, and I feel like I've gotten a second innocence back. And
yes, that's a beginning.
After going through the waking up was so painful. I went through a blind rage and a nervous breakup of the nervous breakdown of the programming, and sold my business and moved to a small town, and went through one spiritual death after another.
You must have been very seriously sick.
Yes, and I saw that I had been molested as a child. And,
I get that.
And the person who came to me, meditating, and I've gotten clearer and clearer about all that, and I saw my whole life.
Then you're finding this is part of your journey, is to see, to deal with the past in the present. How I put it this way, to deal with the past, not just in the present, but in the ever-present. How do you think you're seeing this, and how do you think you're letting it go? It's no power of yours.
No, I feel powerless. I feel,
But something is happening. Even if you're powerless, the good is happening, is it not?
Yes, I feel that. What you talk about, that help of helplessness.
Yes, it's a cry. If you're not busy helping yourself, God will help you. But there's where there's no faith in something beyond, something invisible, something intangible that made the universe tangible. What you see is made by what does not appear. But within you, it says, see, I made that. And there's a joy. And see, I can help you. Just look, be still, little one. And just watch your thoughts and stand back. Let me take care of it. And it goes away.
Trusting that.
You're on your way. First journey is your problems start going away. And then you start dealing with people better.
People are drawn to me, Roy. And that's
in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. I mean, I'm so totally different.
You don't have to ask me. You're on your way.
Well,
just wait for it. How old are you?
I'm in my 40s, you know.
You got another 60 years to go. Be patient. Look how far you've come.
Oh, in such a short time. I mean, you are such a blessing to the world, you know. I just wish everyone would have the courage to... I don't wish people to go through what I went through, because it was really... But it's such a blessing to face the pain. It's such a blessing to go through the fires of the deaths, of the being crucified.
I know what you mean.
Self.
But don't say it so harshly, you'll scare people away.
Oh, okay.
I got to go now. You got your question answered. Just keep going. So nothing really big happens. Nothing really important happens. Because you don't want big and important, because you don't want to feel big and important. That's the worst thing you can do. But you find yourself doing things better and more effortless, like a ballerina. And people will wonder, how does he do this? How does she do this? But you don't. Why is she so brave? How could you be so outspoken? How could you be so eloquent? It happens all on its own. There is no effort. There is, because effort is ego. It means you're doing it. You're getting the thrill, the glory. No. When it's coming, when you're an instrument of good, how can you take credit for the good that comes through you? Does it mean to say that you're not doing something? Yes, it's being done through you. It looks like you're doing it. But it isn't. You know that it's not of yourself. You can do nothing. Even Jesus said that. So why are you huffing and puffing? All right, now we're going to go to another caller. Ilsa. Elsa, is that right? Did I say that right? Elsa?
Elisa,
I beg your pardon.
Hi. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much for helping me in the past. You have helped me in the past. I feel much better now. But I do have a problem. I'm sorry, I have a little cold.
It's all right. I
have a problem with my husband. And the last week or so, it's like something came obviously very evident and out of him very badly.
Is he suicidal? Is he suicidal?
Yes, he's very much so, threatened with suicide, and
you want to know how to deal with that?
Moving uncontrollably in the bed, and I knew he was something.
Well, what's the problem is, how long have you been married to him?
Almost 30 years.
How many?
30 years.
30 years. He's got 30 years of hatred towards you.
30 years, yes. And 30. I know he has had a lot of troubles with anger in the past. And
yeah, but with
alcohol.
You. But with you. Yeah. And his mom. And his dad.
With me. He was verbal abusive in the past. And
how did you deal with that?
I talked to you at that time, and
before I'm talking about before you got better at dealing with him, and I'm assuming that's what you were leading to, were you not?
Right now, he's relating well with me.
But no, what I was saying is, how did you deal before you got better in your dealing with him, which I'm assuming you are? How did you deal with his brutality, his cruelty? How did you deal with that? Did you give in? Did you give in to him?
No, not too much. No.
Well, too much. It's the smallest amount is too much.
Well, I knew there was a dark side always there, and I did know it. Like,
in your husband, dark side.
Did not play with it that much. Did not let him get along.
But did he tempt? Did he tease you to get upset with him? To go along with him? Did he tease you to be frustrated or what? Did you give in to him in any way? Did you give him cause to be the way he is? Give him the excuse to go on being... Because you married him that way. It's not your fault. He came, you know, he came with a package. But did you give... Is anything you can think of that might give him cause to continue hating you?
No, I can't think of anything at this point.
You were the perfect wife?
No, I...
What were you imperfect in?
I suffered a lot of rage at a young age, and I discovered you, and I had my own troubles myself. And
how long have you been better from your troubles?
Close to 10 years now.
Now, did you say something came out of your husband?
Oh, he has been, you know, uncontrollably moving.
And have you seen? Has he seen do you have him under the care of a doctor?
Did I have? Well, excuse me, I'm hard of hearing.
Is he under the care of a doctor?
He agreed to go after he was terrified.
I think he needs to be under the care of a doctor.
He went today, and the doctor gave him the drugs,
okay.
And an injection, and he agreed in.
He may resent you for being innocent. You remember the movie? Not the movie, but remember Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and you remember. The wicked queen, who became the Wicked Witch, and hated Snow White, and gave the hunter instructions to take Snow White's heart. In all those fables, all those stories, there's a buried something deeply spiritual and psychological. That's why they survive over a period of time. There's a hatred of good. You are a contrast, just like people hate Israel. Why would people hate Israel? Because they hold up the light that they don't want to see. They remind them of their wickedness, and the innocent don't know they're doing that. So as you get better, he gets worse.
Maybe, because I prayed over him.
Ah.
I prayed over him.
And you continue to do that.
In the name of Jesus, and the thing left him for three times.
Okay.
It left, And one time the thing was talking to me with a different voice.
There you go. You see, I'm fishing. I was fishing for that.
And it was talking to me with a different voice. And he's
meanwhile, you're safe. You're safe, but he isn't. And he's not ready to be helped by you or me yet. He needs to be under the care of a doctor.
But I'm also concerned what I don't know. I know this is very dangerous stuff. I can sense it because I was praying over him with my hands on him.
But don't overdo this. You need to put him in the hands of a doctor. All right.
Once when I fell asleep, in my sleep I felt something awful dark thrown into a room all over the place.
I understand it.
I sense that, and I called the name of the Lord, and the thing let me go. In my sleep, I did call that.
That's good. But listen to me. He needs to be in the hands of a doctor, and he needs to be out of your house for a while. He needs to be in hospital.
Out?
Yes.
My kids would be here. My boy lives here.
But I that's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. We can talk all night if you like. This is a nice lady, but this, you know, we go round and round in a circle, and we'll have another caller probably with a similar situation, and I can go take it a little bit further. But that's as far as I can take it with that particular lady, because it did seem like a serious situation to me. And it's something a little bit beyond her. See, not beyond me, I know how to handle that, but something a little bit beyond her. All right, we're going to go to, let's see, where we're going to go with it. Chicago. Hello, Bert in Chicago.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I was wondering, my main question was, I feel like I'm destroying myself over resentment over my wife, and I've listened to you for quite a while now, and I feel like the resentment is coming all over again. And I've learned to forgive a lot of people in the past, but all of that is just back inside of me because I hold this resentment towards.
And I don't know what to tell you. You see, because I make you a good deal. I make you a nice, good Jewish deal. You give up your resentment, and you can have eternal life. Why would you want to hold on to it? Because that's the trade. Drop your hate. Drop your pride. No. You're not meditating. You've been listening to me, but you haven't taken the journey. You haven't found the brass ring, the entrance to the kingdom yet. Because it's not anything that any words could tell you to do. It's a wordless knowing about what I just said. Are you willing to give up your anger, your rage towards your wife, for whatever reason? You can tell me what reasons you have, but it would still make no difference, whatever they are. It doesn't help your case by holding on to it and adding to it. Not only holding on to it, but adding to it. Because by being upset, you see things backwards. You're actually projecting a problem on her, so you can keep on being upset with her. In other words, you see, even if she's innocent, you won't believe it. She'll start to react to you as though, and you'll see it as her problem, so you can judge her for it. And that's in other words, you're helping her to get worse.
Right, that's true.
See that?
When it's really my problem.
It's your problem.
Yeah.
Well, so you make we get a deal?
I just feel so overwhelmed. I got your meditation.
That's the idea. Use it.
My problem is I fall asleep when I do it.
I know, but you're escaping. Sit in a straight back chair and sit quietly and just learn to get back from your thoughts, and the process will begin. The curtain will go up, and your life will begin. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. And this is programmed 4524. There's the number again wrong. 4525. The first hour is 4524. Okay, we'll be right.
the best advice I ever received. I called you up. I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial. But I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
So watch and learn how to keep the next upsetting moment outside your head. Also, stop struggling with those nagging thoughts inside your head. And then there, in that clear space within you, discover the gift of healing. Download the CD, Be Still and Know, and rediscover the innocence of a little child. Do this and bless the day you heard this message. Go to FHU.com, that's FHU.com, for information about the call-in radio program Advice Line on Internet and XM. Please call 866-RADIO-ROY. That's 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
Celebrating 47 years on the radio, Roy Masters continues to provide unequaled advice and social insight as the nation's longest-running spiritual counselor and radio talk show host. Roy's weeknight show, Advice Line, is heard on 130 radio stations and on XM Satellite Radio Channel 166, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific Time. The show can also be heard streaming on the web at FHU.com. Roy Masters Foundation of Human Understanding is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to assisting all those who are interested in perfecting their spiritual growth through the principles of Judeo-Christianity by providing materials, lectures, and assistance through radio programs and published materials such as New Insights, a monthly newsletter that will keep you up to date with news, views, events, and Roy's latest writings. Did you know the foundation operates an active prison ministry that reaches thousands of inmates through radio programs? From 1998 to 2003 alone, the foundation supplied materials to over 11,000 inmates. Your tax-deductible donations provides this free service to troubled people around the world who cannot afford to pay anything. If you enjoy the show, now you can get a whole month, up to 40 hours of Roy Masters' Advice Line radio program on a single MP3 CD. To order, call 1-800-877-3227 or order on the internet at FHU.com. And now everyone can enjoy the fun and insights of Roy's weekly meetings at the Foundation of Human Understanding. The Sunday sessions are personal, spontaneous, enlightening, humorous, and always uplifting, with a collection of 20 Sunday lectures on each MP3 CD. To place an order, make a contribution, or for more information, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, or send mail to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. You can also call 1-800-877-3227.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-32.
With Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we're going to talk to Scott first, but I see Albert up there from South Carolina, wife loose with money. Well, listen, not my wife. But let me talk about wives now, because Scott wants to talk about a judgmental wife. Is that right, Scott?
Yeah, it is right.
Welcome to the club.
I'm driving. I'm a truck driver, so I hope you can hear me pretty good.
Oh, I can hear you just fine.
I've been with my wife for 9 years, married to her 7 of the 9, and we have 2 small children. And the basic problem that I'm having with my wife is that everything that I do
is wrong.
Hello?
Yeah, everything you do is wrong.
Everything I do is basically she finds the worst in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Negative things in it.
Sounds like Nancy Pelosi.
I can give you a quick scenario. I'm a truck driver. I make a pretty good amount of money, and we can get out of debt in 1 year. So I added up all of the debt we had from the smallest to the largest. And I call her to the table. I say, sweetheart, look at this. This is how much we owe. Is not as much as we thought, and we can pay it off in this order. The first thing she asked me was, are you trying to set me up? And I said, well, what do you mean by that? She said, it appears to me that all of the debts that you have listed first are all of the debts that are in your name, and all of the debts that are listed last are the debts that are in my name. And it looks like to me that you want to pay all of your stuff out and leave me hanging to dry and leave me.
She's paranoid.
Huh?
She's paranoid.
Yeah, and you know, she just constantly judges me. Like if I speak to a woman at the daycare that my kids really like a lot, you know, and I'm talking to this young lady because my kids are always around her. You know, of course I want to know where this young lady head is. So I just have casual conversation with her at the school.
Whenever I see her, she always,
why you always up in that lady phase? Or y'all got something going on? And I mean, it's just constantly the negative in everything I do. And basically what I do, I kind of step back from her. And it's an old saying, like, let her stew in her own juices.
I think you're doing the right thing. Absolutely.
What she really tries to do is provoke me and make me angry. And it's like,
that's correct.
The more I don't allow her to make me upset, the angrier she gets towards me.
Now listen carefully. You don't need much instruction from me. You're doing just fine. And this is what's going to happen. The meaner she is, the calmer you are, the more the children will benefit by your calmness, and the more they will see what's wrong with their mother. They will transfer their love to you from her. But maybe some of them may go to her. But the chances are most of them will come to you because you're the calm one. You're the strong one. And you will stand in contrast to the craziness of your wife. But if you get upset, it will look like you're crazy. And she will have the children. And that you'll lose the children to your wife. You see? So you are doing the right thing. Now, these are the possibilities you must expect. She will get so angry that she will have a nervous breakdown. And she'll blame it all on you. And your problem is solved.
Let it happen. She's constantly stressed out. She can't concentrate.
That's fine. And she'll lose control. And she'll have a nervous breakdown. And you take her to the hospital and you get the kids.
Okay,
and maybe she'll wake up. I hate to be mean, but it's been tried on me. And it don't work. And my own life is a perfect example of it. My wife got angrier and angrier, and she couldn't get my goat. There wasn't a goat to get. But she got more frustrated and more guilty and tried harder to please me. But I'm not playing the game because if she pleases me, she feels like she's won. So I don't react either way, whether I don't react with her being nice and I don't react to being mean. Because both play into her judgment of me, make me inferior. I don't play the game, and she has to see herself. And sooner or later, she's either going to go crazy, she's going to run like hell, or she's going to come around, or she'll go mad. That's the choices she got. And you'll be just fine.
Now, I do see two patterns, Mr. Masters. Whenever I make love to my wife, or whenever...
No, don't do it. Hold a second.
Whenever her mother comes around,
I get it.
It gets worse.
You're married to her mother through that mother through her. And so what you need to do is keep the mother away. When you know that, but you're not able to do that right now, may I suggest that you do not make love to that woman? Because that's what breeds... Listen, this is what you're up against. Women who are judgmental, they will look for reasons to judge you because they feed their madness on it. They feed a sense of superiority over you. And if there is no reason at all for a judgment on you, they'll invent them.
Exactly.
And so there's nothing you can do, but the best thing you can do is leave the sex alone, because that's where she gets her juice. That's where she gets the greatest thrill of you being a little slimy dog. She doesn't see it as an act of love. She sees it as an act of you gratifying yourself, and she's letting you and judging you all the time. The best thing to do is just be a good husband, be a good father to those kids, and keep your cool. If you can keep your cool, she may come around, and she may not. But nothing will happen to you.
I feel like the only way, I mean, I hate to say it, and I'm not wishing it on her, but the only way I'm going to be able to get her from a while to her mother is when her mother passes away. And, I mean, I don't wish that on her, because she is so attached to her mother. I mean, if I say anything about her mother and father, I mean, it's like war. It's like World War III.
Well, I'm going to give you the best advice I can give you is leave the sex alone. And you're on the right track. It won't hurt you to go without it. But all you're going to do is feed. You cannot have sex with a woman that hates you. She'll only hate you more. She'll also hate you for not having sex. But then you're more righteous. Then you're more right in what you're doing. You're sacrificing that for the sake of her sanity. But if she goes crazy, that's her problem. She doesn't see that you love her. Because you don't have sex with her because you love her, because you know that you're feeding, you know that you're enjoying yourself, and she's getting, you're making her more crazy, but you don't care as long as you get your sex. That's the attitude of most men. But if you give up that sex, knowing that it's not good to have sex with a crazy woman that really hates you, all it does is make her hate you more. So, and then when you don't have sex, the same thing happens. Now she hates you for no reason, and she has to invent them. And that's a whole different ball game. Pardon the way I said that. But if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and,
I understand.
Okay. It's better to be hated for being good than being weak. Because the goodness could eventually wake her up and make her realize she's got a good husband there. And say, oh my God, what have I been doing? That is it. And it works with women too, with husbands. I got to make it. Listen, thank you for calling. You're a nice gentleman. You don't need much of my help, but you could go to the website when you get home, or when you find, I don't know if you have a computer, and get the CD. That would help you a bit, but you seem to be on the right track. You're doing a good job on your own. That's pretty rare.
Okay.
You're a fine young man. You're just going to have to learn to you know, it's a warning to everybody. You know, you've got to be very careful about falling in love, because you could be falling from what it's all about. All right. Thank you very much, my friend. We're going to go to calls now. We're going to go to New Orleans. Hello. Is it Cameron?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, not too good. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm 43, and I've been listening to you since my early 20s, and I've just now had the nerve to call you.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry. So
that's much better. That's much better. Thank you. Yes.
I'm in New Orleans, and we've been back for a year and a half, and it's bad here. It's
You have an epileptic wife?
Yes, sir. And stress really sends her off. And
well, stress. You know, that's another version of the gentleman that just called. It's a version of repressed rage. See, that rage builds and builds, but she suppresses it, and then the body can take no more. It's got to find release, and so she has to put the consciousness aside, and that creates those seizures.
I concur. Well, she's angry about our home being torn up and not coming back.
Well, now explain to me.
She is refusing to believe that the town is broken. I got another job offer in North Carolina.
Yeah, can you speak close to the microphone, because we can't hear you?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, keep it nice close to your telephone.
I'm sorry. She refuses to believe that this town is extremely broken. It's not coming back as we thought it would, and I got a job offer in North Carolina, and I'm trying to get her to move. And I'm treating her with kid gloves because, you know...
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Well, part of me is angry.
I know, but that's the reason you're using the wrong energy. You don't want to upset her. And
right.
that's what feeds her upset. Don't you see, if you submit yourself to an angry person, what do you think it's going to do? You see, this takes a certain boldness.
I thought it would upset her to the point of worse seizures than she
No, listen carefully. This is a very good point you're making.
Okay.
Now, you got that sense of worth that's worthless. But once she gets the feeling from you by nagging you and playing this game with you, I'm going to have a seizure if you don't let me have my way, this is how you have to handle it. You don't give a damn.
Well...
But now listen how I said that. I didn't want to say that too hard. But I had to make a point. I drive the point. In other words, in life, you have to understand that if you're weak, other people will manipulate you, and you'll become part of their problem. You are part of her problem, like everybody is. Okay, I know that. So your problem is having courage to let the chips fall as where they. In other words, if she drops dead, it's okay too. That's her problem, not yours.
Right.
Now, not that you're going to do that purposely, but
right is right.
And when she sees that you don't care, but you do care because you don't run, you're still kind, you're not moved. The secret is, it isn't that you don't care, you're not moved, you're not playing. The thing is, you're not playing. You're unemotionally involved. You're there, you're not running, you're not fighting, you're not moved. If you're not moved, she can't have her way. She tries harder to be angrier, but you're not moved. She may have a fit. You'll be taken to the hospital, and you're still nice to her. Got it? I've tried. I hear the frustration. I'll take you when I come back. We need to talk a little bit more. We'll be right back. If a person says to you, I'm going to commit suicide if you don't give me what I want, and says, there's the wall, go ahead if you want to. I mean, you don't do that, but shrug your shoulders, because you'll be controlled by that person all your life. They're not going to do it. If they do, you've solved your problem. That's their problem, not yours. You've got to stop letting other people's problem become your problem. It takes courage. And not take responsibility for something you're not responsible for. But when you start getting upset, you start to feel responsible. And you don't want to be irresponsible, so you keep playing. And it's the same way with suicide, and psychiatrists will tell you the same thing. Got any brains? And illness is the same way. Illness is a way of manipulating you. She's angry when she gets away, and angry if she doesn't. And either extreme. But the point is, if you give in to her, see, it's giving in. Now, what about not playing the game? That's got a different kind of power involved. You don't get upset. Well, we've got to go to my website. I'm wasting my commercial trying to explain to you what I should say in the body of the program. Go to the website, FHU.com, and download the key to that. I don't recommend you playing with this until you know you have nerves of, steel. It's not nerves of steel. There's something magical about suddenly finding that you can do it and that you're detached from the problem, so you're no longer feeding it in some mysterious way. Okay? And I know that I'm still talking in terms of the program when I should be giving a commercial for the Foundation of Human Understanding, Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Please support the program with your tax-deductible donations. Go to the website, FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com. There's a wonderful talk there called Tell on Yourself, Express Yourself. Is your secret life of judgments killing you? That's not in the title, but I just added that in there. Everybody has secret judgments that kill them, destroy their lives. It ain't worth it. You've got to discover them. You've got to realize them out of existence. 866 Radio Roy. Call my office tomorrow and let us guide you through the drill, okay? If you don't have the money for it, it's free, whatever you want to pay. But it's free on the web, FHU.com. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'll say a few more words to the young man. I really wanted to say a few more, maybe to my audience. There's something magic about what I'm saying, but your mind may not be able to grasp it. Your mind is sensual. You only know about being upset and then feeling guilty and giving in, or being upset and being angry and putting the other person in their place in a wrong way, and justifying their behavior. When you're angry, you don't realize the effect you have on another person. And when you're submissive, you don't realize you have a deleterious effect. Either way, you're part of the problem. But if you're neither, well, that takes some little miracle, doesn't it? All right. So that's what I'm trying to say. There's a little miracle of not being in the game, and nobody has power over you. And then they get better because they see the light, because it's the light inside you that's empowering you to not respond to their darkness, you see. I don't know if that makes the point, but Pat in Arizona, I'll spend 5 minutes with you. It's all we have left. But you have post-traumatic stress disorder, right?
Yes. Yes, and, I have, Roy.
And the question is?
I have a wife in Connecticut who's in a convalescent home, and she has Alzheimer's disease.
Yes.
And I got so bad that I had post-traumatic disorder. I got so nerved up about it, so I'm trying to find out what to do. So, I asked my boy in Phoenix here if I could come and stay with him for a little while, and that's where I am right now.
Oh, you've called me before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, sir.
I
can't quite get what you told me to do.
I'll remind you. I'll remind you. So you really need to go to the website and get the CD to learn how to get quiet, because your problem, and like most people, everyone who has post-traumatic stress disorder has a problem of rage. It's always rage. And nearly everything is rage. You got to see how the thousand different ways it affects you, the 100,000 different symptoms you can have from it. It all leads back to one little culprit, not knowing how to deal with the frustration of something or other.
Yeah.
Not knowing how to deal with the bully, the war, whatever it, wherever it reaches. If it reaches inside you and upsets you, you're done.
Yeah.
Because then you struggle with the symptoms with the same upset. And it goes round and round and round, and you get worse and worse, and the worse you get, the anger you get at getting worse.
I see. Have the tape.
That tape and you call me back.
Okay, I'll keep working on it.
You work on it.
I don't want to do anything to hurt my boy.
No. Why would learning to be
here? I'm not able to help him a lot.
Don't worry about that. Listen.
I'm
22
years old. I can't do the work.
Listen, you're not much older than me. I'm 79.
Yeah.
So So you're not helpless. You're intelligent, and if you can just get past this post-traumatic stress disorder, everything will be fine. You can live a nice. You can live till you're 100, and enjoy your great grandchildren.
Right, but now if I go back,
Stop. Let's not do the ifing. One thing at a time. Do that little meditation. Get quiet. Learn to get rid of that anger. Learn to see the danger of being angry and what it's feeding inside you and how it's killing you. How the hatred towards your wife, her condition, when she did have Alzheimer's, you still resented her.
Yeah.
And now you resent her even more that you have to take care of her, and you feel angry and guilty, and you want to go back, but you don't want to go back. You're confused.
Yeah.
I get it. But it's anger that's playing a role in this. Guilt. Upset to get rid of the guilt.
I can see that much of it. I can see a lot of that, what you're saying. But now, if I go back...
No. We won't go there. No, you're going to go forward. You're going to go get the CD and call me back next week. Okay? But make sure I have a good report. Otherwise, don't bother calling. It is so. Thank you very much for listening. You can let the gentleman go now. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it so difficult to grasp? Why is it so precious to hold on to that anger, that revenge, when it's killing you? Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I will pay back. Didn't you hear me how I said it to that man who had an epileptic wife? And the woman who, the truck driver's wife, and he was handling it very well. I said, "You're doing fine. Let it, your sanity will drive her sane or crazy. It's better if she's sane. If you drive her sane by your good example, by not being able to, by the love of not letting her have her way with you, by shining light of being a man, it's good for both of you. If she goes crazy, it's too bad for her, but you're still okay with the kids." You've got to deal with insanity. And it's the same with dealing with Saddam Hussein or any person like that, a nation. Deal with it the same way. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. This is program number 4525, and the first hour is 24. So they are available if you call the office, 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. Have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
Go to TalkRadioNetwork.com for more information.
The best advice I ever received, I called you up. I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial. But I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that has power.
Now stand back and observe those old impulses. And just by watching, deprive them of their daily feeding of resentment. Fixing your life is like bailing out a leaky boat. Find and secure the leak, stop the emotional stress from pouring into your head, and then flush out the past. Your body can heal itself, but you've not seen what blocks the way. The good news is, you've always had the power to solve life's problems effortlessly. Discover how to let go of anger pouring in. Lighten up on the inside. Do it, and bless the day you heard this message. Download the gift CD, Be Still and Know, online at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. For my talk radio schedule, call 866-RADIO-ROY, 866-RADIO-ROY.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, faith, doubting the demon of doubt, and food, the most dangerous drug of all. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.